I think there is a strong link between healthcare design and hospitality, because the knowledge that we have developed within healthcare design is equally relevant for hospitality. In the healthcare design, we discuss highly the interaction between patient, staff, people, and built environment. We design the hospital how to cure and treat patient, but also how to support them to be well. So also these qualities of design and build environment within the hospital could be equally implemented in highly sophisticated for the hospitality, for the hotel, because again, the connection is very high. In the healthcare design, we're looking for the psychosocial factor deeply, and those psychosocial design factor could be equally translate for the hospitality, for the hotel. The example of psychosocial factor could be the color, wayfinding, art, the use of art, and pleasure, stimuli that we got from the built environment within the hospital, both for staff, visitors, but also patient, is highly could be implemented. Color, wayfinding, music, art, nature, all those quality that we have done a lot of research. In hospital, we have developed a lot of research. And the major research that is relevant internationally, globally accepted, salutogenic design. Salutogenic design is simply dealing with which factor design that could support people's health and well-being. And we have identified as wellness factor, and we apply in many hospitals. Those hospitals that designed by famous architect, very successful, the same people actually they design very successful hotel. So I can see those hotels that is very successful, I am looking for them, and I find them, they are hospital designer. The quality of teaching for our next generation of architect is very, very low in this direction. They don't teach a lot the interaction between people and built environment. And that is a problem. I just came back from Toronto, and that was the discussion again, how we prepare future generation architect to really interact with people's health and well-being within the built environment. Because no matter wherever we design, it should be related to people. When we build the city planning, urban planning, public institution, hospital, hotels, is always people there. And our main focus should be people. Now, people with different degree of capacity to manage stress, how we can provide knowledge within the built environment that people could cope with the stress and manage stress. And this is a big problem. Stress is the point of departure for all kind of psychosomatic diseases, lifestyle-related diseases is related to stress. And stress is highly related to our perception from the built environment. The stimuli that we get from the built environment and our capacity to manage this environment and understand the quality of built environment, it gives us serenity, calm, peaceful, we can manage, and we are not in a stress situation. And I think, again, hospitality and stress is highly linked, and we must design to prevent stress, to reduce stress, but at the same time, we must increase the quality of experiences in the built environment, that we feel good, we feel calm, we feel that we are in the place and without any stress factor. And many hotels, it's very stressful when you come. We don't find the reception, you don't find, so it's big hotel, is not easy. The most important, actually, it's welcoming. When you come to the built environment, you do not need to look for the where you should go. Hotel is important. When you come inside, you must immediately see reception. That's very important. Those places that you need, like airports, those places that are stressful because you're looking for the place that you get to go. And I think it's very important when you come to the hotel, you have this very clear with nature, with the sound of the nature, with the music, with the colorful, that welcoming you. And you feel you are relaxed and you find where you should go. And this is important. And then next step, you must go to the elevator, probably those big, large hotel. So, and you must find the hotel, the elevator. You don't need to ask people. People coming from different culture, different languages. So they must find themselves. They should not have people always disturb them. Where are you going? The built environment should communicate with the sign, with the color, with the music, with senses to guide us within the reception, within the room, wherever they go in the highly complex building. And I think beside of that, we should have a kind of services that, nowadays wellness, spa, music, and good food. Food is part of experiences and meetings. Usually we have the bar, we have those. But again, how to design this environment is highly related to the quality of architects who understand the interaction between built environment and people. People matter. People matter, and design should be related to people. And that is missing in many school of architecture teaching this direction. Well, salutogenic design is highly related to these three components, understandable, manageable, and meaningfulness. And these three components of what we call sense of coherence. And sense of coherence, the degree of sense of coherence, is ability to manage stress. That's why it's important, as if we provide the salutogenic design that simply help us to understand our surrounding, and we can manage the built environment. We have enough sign, enough resources to manage the built environment. And finally, it's meaningfulness in within the building, that rewarding our brain, whatever we do, pleasure, stimuli, all this help us to strengthen our sense of coherence. And we can measure sense of coherence, where we can find out people how to manage stress. And if people manage stress, they feel good. Because once you reduce stress, when you manage stress, so you feel good, your tension, your blood pressure, your cortisol level, heart rate, all physiological, you are in good shape. And believe me or not, people traveling 30 hours flight, they are both psychosocially, but also physiologically, they don't feel good. As you know, well, stress is a process. We can cut this process right with through the interaction, through the stimuli that we get to, from environment, through the psychosocial factor and stimuli from music, from color, from smell, from flowers, from nature, from all this what we see, from the art. What kind of art? And all this positive distraction we put it in the built environment. With the hospital, we can reduce stress and we can provide salutogenic design that are understandable, that manageable, that also meaningful for our brain. Many international firms, they are doing well. I mean, we saw our International Academy Award in Design and Health every year. I mean, we give the Academy Award to many successful projects in the world every year. And Melbourne Children's Hospital, which is the result of three international firms, HKS, and two local from Australia, they got five international prizes for salutogenic design. I mean, Trondheim Hospital, which came the one of the best, you were there in Toronto, they received 7 international prize. And this all jury, they are independent people from the professional. They are looking for the quality from the characteristics of salutogenic design and build for well-being. And I think hotel should also have kind of recognition for those quality. They can build up actually Academy Award for hospitality, design of hospitality. They can measure the quality of design, the quality interaction with the people, the quality of services in terms of spa, wellness, the quality of art, art within the hospitality. All this could be several category. So I see very similarity between healthcare design and hospitality. Actually, they can learn from each other. We can learn from each other, and we can increase the knowledge within these two fields. And the synergy will be very, very successful outcome, both for hospitality and also for healthcare design. We can learn from each other.